rest of the story. Norm was a little boy in the throes of an identity crisis. And what gave crisis proportions to his quest for identity was that the more he discovered about himself, the less he liked. In the first place, Norm was shorter than friends his age. He was too skinny, he thought, and his voice did not sound right. And a dozen other things were wrong that seemed impossible to alter for the good. But there was one thing that Norm hated about himself more than any other, and that one thing he could change. That was his name, because Norm truly disliked the name Norman. His Aunt May was to blame. She had been desperately fond of the poetry of Tennyson, from which she often quoted this line, "Kind hearts are more than coronets, and simple faith than Norman blood." Norman, she thought, what a fine, strong, resident name it would make for her new nephew. And so she convinced her sister to name him thus. But as Norm grew old enough to ponder his name, he grew to despise it, determined to change it. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Norm was 12 years young when he finally got up the courage to go down to the courthouse. At first, astonished to see such a small boy standing unaccompanied before him, the judge asked, "What can I do for you, son?" And Norm told the imperious-looking gentleman that he wished to change his name legally. Suppressing a smile, the judge asked what the boy would like his new name to be. And Norm replied without an instant's hesitation, "William Howard." See, the president of the United States at that time was William Howard Taft, and Norm thought that he was quite an impressive man and that was quite an appropriate name. Well, with all of the solemnity which he could muster, the judge then declared, quote, "By edict of this court, henceforth your name is William Howard." And the boy grinned proudly, and the judge said, "Now are you happy?" The youngster assured him that, indeed, now he was happy. Now his name was William Howard. He was happy until he got home that night. You see, the amused judge had already contacted the boy's father. And the boy's father was not amused. There was nothing wrong with Norm's name, his father insisted. There was something wrong with the boy's perception of himself. "A name," he said, "is only as good as the person behind it." And then he added, "Now you take that name that you have, your real name. You take it and use it and make it mean something." Well, he did. That's precisely what Norm did. Years later, he came across a textbook, by the way, which he had used as a boy, and inscribed in it was the signature, William Howard. But then that was before his father had convinced him to be himself. And yet, hearing the name, one can't help imagining how it might have looked on all of the book covers. And one is satisfied that Norman's father was right, that it would be very difficult for you and me to regard the renowned clergyman and pioneer of positive thinking as anyone other than who he is, Norman Vincent Peale. Now you know the rest of the story.